Israel's foreign minister has slammed the Palestinian statehood bid at the UN as, quote, an act of aggression. Avigdor Lieberman says the draft resolution is a move with the aim of attacking Israel. He said it can only further exacerbate the conflict and worsen the situation, as Israel's closest ally, the United States, has announced that it will not support the UN resolution. The draft delivered Wednesday by Jordan imposes a 12-month deadline to reach a final settlement with Israel. It also sets late 2017 as the date for Israeli forces' complete withdrawal from the occupied territories. Jordan's UN ambassador has said negotiations on the draft resolution will take time. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. James Morse, who is the editor of America-Hijack.com, and he's joining us now on the line from Los Angeles. Now, Mr. Morse, what exactly scares Israel so much that it's using such violent language, such as a war and aggression against it, simply for this statehood bid?
Thank you for having me back on Press TV. You have a situation with Israel that I've talked about before on Press TV with regard to its ongoing illegal settlement build in the West Bank and its aggressions against Gaza. When we go back to Cast Lead and the recent operation, thousands of Palestinian women and children being murdered by the rogue state, the Netanyahu administration. You have to realize that there are even more extremists associated with the Israeli government, like Naftali Bennett, who are influencing Netanyahu as well. And Netanyahu is bad enough, the Likudnik Jewish supremacist that he is. But you have other Jewish supremacists like Naftali Bennett, who I just mentioned, Israel's economic minister, and he wants to ethnically cleanse and transfer the Palestinians off their land from Jordan to the sea. And he doesn't want any peace agreement at all, and he wants, like I said, to ethnically transfer the Palestinians off their land in Gaza and in the West Bank. So I wholeheartedly support the resolution coming from Jordan to recognize a Palestinian state, but I think the two-state solution is basically dead with all the illegal Israeli settlement building, as we talked about, not only in the West Bank but also in East Jerusalem. It really should be a one-state solution, as the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, has called for, where the Palestinians have the right of return, the return to their land, and a referendum is taken, and it's a democratic, peaceful transition to a one-state solution in Palestine. But the problem you have is with the U.S. as well. You've got the Israel lobby in America, APAC, America-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and also the neoconservatives, which are the upper echelon of the Israel lobby, and the Republicans have just won the Congress because they take advantage, frankly, of an American public or an electorate. Two-thirds of the American public didn't vote, or the American electorate didn't vote, and they're easily manipulated by Zionist media. And so they haven't a clue that such vetoing of UN resolutions or lack of support for them is a primary motivation for terrorism, like we saw with the tragic 9/11 attack. A U.S. support of what Israel does to the Palestinians was the primary motive for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his 9/11 desire to attack the World Trade Center tragically. But the American public isn't made known of that by the Zionist media either, so they haven't a clue that what the Zionist-occupied U.S. government does to the State Department is a threat to not only Americans with regard to terrorism, but also General Petraeus. When he was the commander of CENTCOM, you can see in the email exchanges I had with him, he said that such ongoing support of Israel is a threat to U.S. troops in theater. And you've had even James Mattis, the former Marine general, I believe, was in charge of CENTCOM as well. He'd warned that such ongoing Israeli settlement building and violations of international law, which the settlement building clearly is, that's a threat to the U.S. as well, and Israel is basically becoming an apartheid state. And, of course, we've seen the recent resolutions passed by the U.K. and Spain and most recently by the EU, but these are non-binding resolutions. That's the problem with them, and they still support the two-state solution, which I believe is dead. And again, there's more posts about this at my blog, America-Hijack.com, which you can get to via US-Hijack.com as well.
Very well. Well, we'll leave it there for now. But as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. James Morse, who is speaking to us live on the line from Los Angeles.